Christian greetings and God bless you. This is Pastor Kevin Jones of the Kingdom Builders International Church, located in the beautiful city of Carmel, Indiana. We're certainly happy to be able to come and share with you over this great radio station the great love of the Lord Jesus Christ. Want to give you information on how you can contact us. You can contact us through email at kevinjones@indy, that's I-N-D-Y, .rr.com. That's kevinjones@indy.rr.com. We're excited. We're developing a web page just for you so that you'll be able to contact us and get information on the ministry and also how to purchase ministry items. If you want us to come and speak for your gathering or hold a crusade in your area, please email us with the information. Now, we're happy to be able to come to you to share this great word of the Lord Jesus Christ. And before we get into the Lord's message, I'm going to ask you to bow your head in a word of prayer. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus for your goodness and your kindness. We thank you for your tender mercy. We thank you for your love. We thank you for this great opportunity to share the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ with those that will hear thee, the word of God. And for this, we thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, we're excited to be on this great radio station to bring you the word of the Lord. Now, we're going to start a series on prayer. I believe that one of the vehicles or tools that Christ has given to the body of Christ is the power of prayer. We must become practitioners of prayer. Prayer is having communication and communion with the Lord Jesus Christ. But I'm a firm believer, as even the scripture would tell us, that most people don't pray because they don't know how to pray. You remember the disciples said, "Lord, teach us to pray." And so Jesus sat down and he began to teach his disciples how to pray. And I believe that because many of us do not understand how to pray, we are not effective in our prayer and we don't spend time in prayer. Therefore, we are not as strong a Christian as we could be. I believe that through the power of prayer that we can begin to know God's divine destiny and purpose for our life. We will no longer need to hit and miss concerning the things of God. Understand, prayer is not simply a means of you getting what you need from God, but prayer will allow you to come into the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ and what his call is for your life and what his divine purpose and destiny. Paul began to share this with us in the 8th chapter of the book of Romans, and we will deal with that in a later lesson. But Paul begins to tell us that we don't know what to pray for as we ought to. So in other words, what Paul begins to share with us is that when we begin to pray, we pray for things that we feel are necessary. But God says that in his word, he begins to shift our prayers through the Spirit of God. And that's why it is important that we be baptized in the Holy Ghost so that the Spirit will take over and begin to pray for us. But today's lesson is going to be a two-part lesson. We're going to be dealing with the 7 steps to answered prayer. I know that you're excited just by the title of this message, because this message is going to revolutionize your spiritual life. It is going to change things in your life. Are you tired of praying and not receiving an answer from God? Are you tired of praying and feeling like your prayers didn't get through to heaven? Are you tired of praying and feeling like you just got through praying and you feel like you didn't know what you were doing or what to say? Well, we're going to give you some vehicle and tool to help you to be able to pray effectively and pray according to the word of the Lord. So in this first part, we're going to deal with 3 items, and then we will come back and deal with some additional items. So in lesson 1 of the steps to answered prayer, part number 1, the central truth that we're going to be focusing in on is by faith we reach out to claim what we need and we thereby create the reality of it in our life. In other words, let me just say to you, first of all, that whatever you need from God must be obtained through faith. The Bible teaches us that without faith it is impossible to please God. Now, having said that, we must understand that faith is spiritual, meaning faith is a gift. It is a gift that is given to us by God. You cannot conjure up faith. If you go to the book of Romans, and you'll see there in Romans chapter 10, the Bible begins to share with us that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Now, understand, when Paul began to write about faith, Paul began to share with us that faith comes by hearing. In other words, what Paul is saying there is that whatever we allow to come into our ear gate and we hear and we meditate upon that thing, is going to create faith. In other words, let me share this with you. If someone speaks negativity into your spirit and you allow that negativity to come into your heart and you meditate on what has been said to you and you allow it to attach to your spirit, you will begin to believe what they say about you. There are many people that I'm speaking to right now that you are living a life not based upon the faith of God, but you're basing upon the faith of what other people have produced in your life because of what they've said about you. It doesn't matter what your condition or your circumstances are. Doesn't matter where you were born. I know sometimes we feel like if I was only born in America or if I was born to rich people, it doesn't matter who your pedigree is. Doesn't matter who your descendants are. When you come into the Lord Jesus Christ, God changes your life and you become a powerful individual. So Paul goes on because he says faith cometh by hearing, and he pauses there. He puts a comma. Then he says hearing by the word of God. In other words, what Paul is teaching us is that the God kind of faith to produce the things that we need from God comes by hearing the word of God. You must begin to meditate in the word of God. You must begin to read the word of God and understand the word of God. It is good to read books about the Bible, but it's best just to read the Bible. You know, many people in their study, they want to go to the Greek, they want to go to the Hebrew, and I too am a Greek, somewhat of a Greek scholar, a theologian. I read and understand Greek and Hebrew, and I read books, collections of books about the Bible, but I form my understanding from the word of God first. Because as I form my understanding of based upon the word of God, then I can go read other books about the Bible. Because remember, books that you read about the Bible come from the mind of men, is men's opinion. You'll have one preacher that will say this about the scripture, and another preacher will say this about the scripture. But the Bible teaches us that the scriptures are of no private interpretation, meaning God can reveal one thing to you about a scripture, and that very same scripture he reveals something else to me. And so it is, we must go to the word of God and see what God is saying, because we want to produce the God kind of faith. Now, number one, in order to have answered prayers or have effective answered prayers, you first must decide what you want from God. Now, notice in the book of James, chapter 1, verses 6 through 8, James says, but let him ask in faith, not wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. But let not that man thinking that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. Now, as we unfold this teaching concerning prayer, one of the things that we're going to discover is that as we get into the Word of God and begin to understand the mind of God and the purpose of God, we will move away, and there will be a shift from seeking things that we want and seeking the things that God wants. And we'll understand the purpose of God in our life and what God is trying to do for us. See, we must understand that everything that we have, everything that we are about, is about fulfilling the purpose of the Lord Jesus Christ. We must remove the focus from self and put the focus back on Christ. Because as we focus on Christ and what he desires and what he wants, then our lives will become fulfilled. And so you must understand that when we decide what it is that we want, it is not a decision based upon our own self, but is a decision that's based upon the mind of God and the will of God for our life. So when not seeking so much our own. So when we're deciding what we want, we have to have a point of thought or a point of reference, which is the Word of God. Because now he tells us that when we ask things of the Lord, we cannot be double-minded. Because a double-minded person cannot receive from God. It is impossible to receive what you need from God. So you must first decide what you want from God, and it has to be based upon the scripture. Number two, we must begin to read the scriptures that promise the answer that you need. Notice, everything that we're doing is based upon scripture. In other words, there is a difference between wishing and hoping for something. You're not wishing for anything from God. You're not hoping that you get it. Faith is connected to a promise. In other words, my faith is connected to a promise that God has given me. You remember Abraham. The Bible said Abraham had this testimony that he believed God. Why? Because God spoke to Abraham, and Abraham had a promise connected to God speaking to him. Therefore, your faith can only connect you to the Word of God. You just can't go and look for things and say, I want this and I want that. You must have a word from God. So you've got to find scripture relating to it, and then you must make sure that the thing is pertaining to you. Because not everything that you see, God is not, contrary to popular belief, God is not interested in making everyone millionaires. And I know that everyone wants to have money. So you've got to find scripture. Joshua 1:8 says, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. So the only way you're going to have success in answering, getting your prayers answered, is that you must begin to seek the scripture that pertains to the thing that God wants you to have. Number three, ask God for the thing that you want. Once you've decided what you want, once you've seen in the scripture, then you must ask. Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 and 8. The Bible says, and ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. And then finally, after you ask God, you must believe that you receive. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in thine heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that you receive them, and ye shall have them. We're going to continue this lesson even next week concerning seven keys to answer prayer. Number one, decide what you want from God. Number two, read the scripture that promises the answer you need. Number three, ask God for the thing that you want. And then number four, believe that you receive. This is Pastor Jones, Kevin Jones of the Kingdom Builders International Church. And if you would like the full copy of this lesson, please contact us at kevinjones@indy, that's I-N-D-Y, .rr.com. That's kevinjones@indy.rr.com. That is our email address. We are so excited to be able to come to you, and we're praying that God will give us more time on the radio to share the good news of Jesus Christ. And we want you to be a part of this ministry. You can email us, write to us, and we will tell you how you can partner with us to carry the gospel throughout the world for the kingdom of God. Now, we're going to be on this same time next week, so we want you to tune in. We want to give you the rest of the information on how to get your prayer answered. And remember, this is Pastor Kevin Jones of the Kingdom Builder International Church, building the kingdom of God one soul at a time. And God bless you, and God smile upon you in Jesus' name.